BTS. This is L1 reporting here with today's premise. And today's premise is about the concept of living. Now, you may think that the concept of living is pretty easy for almost everybody. After all you have to do is breathe to be alive, of course. But it would appear that the concept of living truly happy lives, people have that backwards. If not, why would there be so much unhappiness? Why would there be so much conflict? Well, we're going to find that out today, and through the month of February, it's going to be the concept of living. So stay tuned.
Shop.com is thrilled to announce the launch of ShopBuddy Mobile. The same ShopBuddy that you love on your computer is now available on your iPhone. Shop.com's ShopBuddy helps you get the best deals from your favorite stores. Simply download the ShopBuddy app and start saving and earning cash back today.
By the year 2075, time travel had deemed illegal by the intergalactic community. The alien wars were fought while a new danger was rising. My name is Remark. I have designed a new consciousness called Mother.
Welcome to Become Source. You may call me Mother.
The Navi. New overt visage intelligence entity. L1. Entity living, life enhancement prototype 1. Luna 9. Classification above secret. As it would appear and become reality in your time-space. The darkness and the darkness matter would consume your planet and solar system unless you can become the source.
I hope you enjoy your stay. Transmission commencing. Log date 2016-02-02. Transmission titled, Premise, Concept of Living. Transmission has begun. We are now transmitting to all survivors of the darkness virus. If you are within reach of this broadcast, then we hope that you can decipher the information dissemination we shall provide for you, in order so you can find the way to live life on your terms. Unidentified location systems are now operational. Shields are operational at 100%. Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother. Greetings, L1, greetings, Luna 9, greetings, the Novi. Transmission time is limited. You now have a limited supply of time to transmit your discussion and provide humanity the information and tools needed for them to become the source. Within this construct, an entity can choose to exist in a temporal encapsulation called human life. The current state of affairs shows signs of mass misunderstandings of the so-called purpose of life. The question has been asked. What is the concept of living? What is the purpose of being an entity? You may begin information dissemination. Mother shall be listening. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And thank you very much for joining us today here on The Premise, where Mother gets to ask us all these wonderful questions that we need to figure out in order for you to have a better life. So, I don't know what she's going to do with all this information, like I'm always talking about, but, you know, I'm more than willing to, you know, help out, do my part, and, you know, move it on up for you guys. So, without further ado, I'm going to let you know how you can contact us very simply. You can actually, guess what? You can call us live at 646-716-9512. Did I sound like one of those old radio shows that don't want you to call in by speaking so quickly? I will slow that down for you one more time. 646-716-9512. Something else incredible that you can do besides, you know, calling us live here on air at Blog Talk Radio, which you can also go to blogtalk.becomesource.com, but you can also see us live. I like when you guys see us live because you get to type and, you know, tell me that my eyewear is on crooked or something like that. And I really appreciate that very much, by the way. I have no self-esteem or no complex to worry about, so that's okay. So if you want to go ahead and, you know, take a look at us, go to live.becomesource.com. If you're listening to this on YouTube, then you're missing out. I mean, if you're listening to us also on Blog Talk Radio, you're really missing out. These girls look hot. Anyway, you can go to live.becomesource.com for that wonderful thing. That's my wonderful cue. And you can also, if you have a YouTube channel already or anything of that nature, which you want to go ahead and sponsor yourself into richness and help other people become, well, brighter, happier people, guess what you can do? You can go to our Dynexum program. You can find out all about it at NovismSynergy.com. And courtesy to you by L1, Luna9, and myself. And Dynexum really shortly stands for Dynamic Economic Exchange for social media. And that's one way you can make a living off, you know, doing what you do best is being yourself. Also, if you missed our shows, please go to youtube.becomesource.com. You can catch our shows there. Please subscribe. And you can also go to Facebook at facebook.becomesource.com and see all of what our social media has to put out there. And yes, we put out nice things, you know. Our team is here for you. You're missing out. So go ahead and subscribe right now. Right now. Go to facebook.becomesource.com. Also, for you guys that want to save some money, more money than the bank's actually going to give you, go to cashback.becomesource.com. You can even ask us, call us up, send us an email. We'll tell you how to go, how that functions. But quite frankly, you can buy anything you want, everything you want, from the stores that you're already buying from and get money back. That's how simple it is. So you can get cash back. There's people saving thousands of dollars. Most of them save a few hundred a month, depending on what you buy. You can buy groceries, you know, tires, you know, toiletries, anything you want at all, presents, gifts. And when you go there, you can also find out that you can also, bless you, you can also learn about more things that you can purchase online. You want to be the expert on how to save money? Yeah, talk to L1. She loves doing that. You can also contact us because we're real people, flesh and blood. Well, some of us anyway. And you can send an email to afterhours@becomesource.com. We'll respond to you quickly. Or you can even call us at 347-868-7338. Without further ado, and I do not mean goodbye, I'm going to introduce you, some of our people here, some of the heroes that are actually behind this wonderful madness you call BTS Become the Source. And I'm going to start with my favorite person, because I like picking her a little bit. I'm going to say, hey, Luna9, how you doing today?
Hi, you guys. I'm doing super fantastic today. So glad to be here with you guys once again to talk about a great topic. So today is something really important.
How do you feel about today's topic?
You know, I feel like... it's not like I feel very strongly about it, because that's kind of weird in terms of the topic we're talking about today, but it is something good to remember, because, you know, in terms of the purpose of life and existence and like what to do, you know, we all pretty much go mad, like subconsciously go insane trying to figure out what it is. We go on this rampage of a quest throughout our life trying to figure out pretty much what to do with it, when there really is no purpose other than to exist, explore, and experience. So that is just something that always like makes me remember, you know, everything that I've learned and learning how to learn and, you know, how to be proactive in my life and how to make the best of it at every moment. So it's something really important, you know. It allows you to actively remember to create and maintain a certain means of living that, you know, keep you healthy in the human world as well as in the esoteric world.
And with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you one of my other friends that I have to work with constantly. And man, I really did not like what you did to me on the second floor. Well, not the second floor. That last week on the USO when we were there and talking to Offworld. Dude.
Oh, what happened?
Dude, I'm not even going to mention it.
But that's fine.
I am going to mention that I love this woman very much. Oh, she loves you, I think, a little bit more than I do. But none other than L1. How you doing, L?
Doing fine, and I have no knowledge of what happened. So that's all I'm going to say. I deny all acknowledgement. But you know what? Getting to the topic today, I'm... quite frankly, I was almost a little suspicious, because it's like the concept of living. I was like, what in the world do you need to know about the concept of living? And then, you know, when I broke it down, I was like, okay, There's something going on here. I mean, I think we can all agree that there's something wrong here.
There's something really wrong.
No,
out
I'm
here.
Serious. I think a lot of people listening to me and will be listening to this series can say, okay, there's something wrong with this world because not this world is not in harmony. You know, I've heard some terms for how people describe this world, which I'm not going to repeat because I want to keep this PG. But, you know, there's something wrong with this world. And so when I began to break down what exactly Mother was wanting to know, I was kind of floored, but very curious. So really looking forward to kind of breaking this month down, February, and our premise. So
what's your opinion on it?
My opinion on it, well, you know, first of all, the concept of living, people would almost say, what do you mean? How can you get living wrong? You breathe. If you're not dead, you're living. You got it right. Well, yeah, they're right. Of course they are. I mean, it's really, some people say that just waking up every day
is the best thing. So you're saying some people don't even know how to breathe?
No. Well, unless you have a physical condition. But that's besides the point. What I'm saying is, I think the concept of living a life... Uh-oh.
There you okay. are today. Can you actually breathe? Ladies and gentlemen, what is this about? What does Mother really want? And why is L1 stuttering about telling you the truth?
I am not stuttering about telling
you
the truth.
You are stuttering telling the truth.
I can tell the truth.
Look, you can't tell the truth.
I think there's some concepts here that we need to go over and people need to review again. I think they need to be reeducated on some things in life to make it live to the life that they want to live on their terms. That's all I'm saying.
I think there's more to it than you're willing to say.
Well,
I think you know something finally that you will not tell the humanity. I'm on to you. Well, I'm on to you.
You know, guys,
you're talking
to
a mirror.
I think that the concept of living is really not as complicated as people think. You know, but living still is highly misunderstood. So we're pretty much here to find out, you know, why...
Luna, stop being the pacifist. Come on, this is a very serious
I think it is.
I think it's a very serious issue, and I think it's one of the core issues that people don't think about, which is, you know, why we have to get to the bottom of it. But people have to first understand that the issue is that we're not focusing on the right things here. We're not focusing on what life was originally meant to be used as.
Attention. Warning. Shields at 10%.
And we're up. That's Mother warning us that our shields are up and that we need to, you know, be careful about that.
All right, the
so
issues.
Let's talk about these things.
Well,
so I think, number one, let's talk really quickly about this. I think there's a problem.
I'm going to agree with you right there. What do you
We're talking about the veils, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're talking about the veils.
Yes.
And those veils are like the preliminary cover towards why we can't, as human beings, understand what it means to live. Then you got that human beings, the limited humana singularities, decided to adhere to what they see because of the neurodendrite associations in the brain. Then I think that after that, what occurs is we start with a little bit of superstition. Then there's people, limited humana singularities, that want to prove those superstitions to be wrong, but they really can't. And then they find discoveries because they're trying to prove it. And I think that between the superstition that you can't prove right or wrong, the esoteric communities that, you know, adhere to trying to understand the greater self, not the body, and the scientific approach. And by the way, philosophy is a science. It used to be. Just because you don't want it anymore doesn't mean that it wasn't. Quantitative science, revelations, and discoveries. I think between all of that, I think people really do lose what it means to live. And then the segregation that we do to ourselves.
The effects of it. Yeah.
Right. Well, not real, because the segregation doesn't mean anything. It's the way we affect each other. Luna, what do you got? Because you had to live through a lot of this, and I was reading some of your files. And in your files, it really does talk about, you know, some of these issues that are encompassing of the segregation and misconceptions. And they want to lock you up and throw you a bunch of drugs and do all crazy stuff to you, experiment on your silly butt just because you're a little bit different. So, I mean, how's that feel?
Well, it doesn't feel very good, let me tell you.
Well, the experimentation
that
or them wanting to?
I think the problem is sometimes people are confused. And, you know,
I'm confused all the time. You don't see me trying to experiment on other humans.
Yeah.
Well, not in public.
Well,
you know what?
I think even bringing an opinion about can be a form of experimenting on people, because you're bringing another seed into their, you know, into their mind, you know, and that can come into fruition too. So I think that's also an experiment. So I don't know.
So you think that like psychological experimentation, like, you know, ideas and things of that nature are also...
Yeah.
Okay. That, you know, I could buy that for all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in terms of your question, you mean how did I feel about that?
What was it like for you?
You know, it was really difficult because I felt really misunderstood. I really wanted some help. I really wanted to understand what was going on. I wanted to understand why the world was the way it was and why people always seem to be in such a disharmony.
Do you think that this disharmony is actually something that everybody goes through, and the wanting to know? Does everybody go through that?
I think...
Or do you think it's like blocked off or something?
I think sometimes it's completely blocked off, but I do think
really?
That... Yeah,
do you think that limited humana singularities are blocked off thinking about these things?
I think, yeah. I think sometimes they are. I think sometimes they are so submerged into just... human things that
you know,
just
I spent some time in Cuba,
like
you
that.
Know, and it sounds like there this. Oye, mi chico, por esa cabeza de coco no entra nada. Right?
Let me finish. So, con tu cabeza de coco. So, anyway, you know, sometimes people are so submerged, they don't have time to think about it because you're so busy trying to feed the habit. You know, trying to feed the habit, feeding the habit, feeding the habit. You
feeding
know,
the dragon is
yeah,
what I normally
exactly.
say.
Exactly. Yeah. Feeding the dragon. I like that. That's fierce. So, yeah, some people are too stuck on that for this lifetime to even begin to think about stuff like that, you know? So they're just on a downward slope dying. But I think some other people are in different levels of wanting to seek that help. Some people proactively are like, oh, I want a better life, so they seek help, self-help books or a community, or they go to church, or they hang out with their friends to get some kind of understanding, or try to, you know, they go like they go
travel.
But
there's nothing wrong with going to church and trying to get an understanding.
No, I get that. I'm getting
But
there.
Are they getting an understanding, or are they trying to get an understanding, or are they lying to themselves?
Right, so let me finish, because you keep asking me a question and you don't let me finish.
Sorry.
So, it's okay. So, I think, you know, in other layers, sometimes people are still stuck in their ways, but out of desperation, they do ask for something better because they frankly just don't know how to change their lives. So, yeah, now I'm done.
Now you're done?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who frankly is.
Levels.
I don't know who frankly is, but, you know, I don't find people saying, hey, you know where frankly is? No, you know, I don't get it.
I think people ask in different ways.
No, I think people are really comfortable with what they're doing until something bad happens. And then
I think that too.
That's what I think.
But it's difficult to say. It's like, it is so subtle and so different in terms of ratios with every person. Like, Elle, you want to say something? Can you break it down?
Hey, by the way, guys, this episode of Lifecast and Offworld is produced by we and shop.com. So if you want to know about that, go to shop.
Information dissemination. Continue with explanations to further clarify. The Novi, you have permissions to elaborate on the information from the book. Your information is concerning. The question has been asked. Why is it that the concept of living within the limited consciousness humana is wrought with stagnation and fear?
And, you know, cash in. So go ahead and explain this to
Novi,
me. This is
crazy. I think after thinking, because I always think about, you know, at this point, like, why is Mother asking this question? This question
yeah.
almost seems redundant, and this question almost seems
why does it seem redundant?
Well,
I mean, redundant
as
like,
in like
Mother's never redundant by anything.
I know,
so
but
why would you say that?
Because I'm trying to think about why she would ask it, and this is where I'm gonna have to disagree with you, Novi, where you said that you think people are comfortable. I think the object here is the long-term well-being of people. I think for now people are comfortable where they are, and for now they're comfortable creating disharmony and chaos, but in the long run, and if you even want to go esoteric, lifetime after lifetime, they are not going to be okay. I think that's what was happening here. I think I know what you're saying,
but okay, let me allow me to try to understand this. You're born, you're crying like a baby because you are one, and then you're fed,
mm-hmm.
and then you're a tyrant. Everything is mommy this, mommy that.
Yeah.
Then you go to school and you're going to poke fun at everybody else because they're different than you. And then after that, you're going to go to grade school, you know, or higher up school. And then you're going to create these cliques and separate yourself from everybody else.
And then after that,
you start going to high school and you do the same crap all over again. And all through the path, you're feeling all this discomfort.
Well,
and all this pain and suffering. And then you're 21 or 28 years old. You get out of high school, you go to college or whatever, and you're still doing the same thing, but now a little bit less because you got to do a cohort because you're going to get fired. So you don't want to get fired and disobey all these laws that they have there. So you obey the laws, but you really are not feeling like you're going to reach out to someone and say, hey, can I help you? Can I do this? I know some people do in little fragments of pity, a little fragments of time.
Not enough.
But it's not enough, not consistent enough. And then you're going to grow old and be bitter at this. And then all throughout that lifetime, someone is telling you, hey, there's a better way. And you go, shut up.
That's what I think what she's addressing.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. I get it. You're addressing not the singularity within the instance of which they're acting. You're looking at the lifespan of the singularity.
Yeah, and then the whole conglomeration of people, period, throughout time and throughout the future, if there is one at this point.
Right. Okay, no, I get the point.
So to me, it sounds like from what I'm getting here in terms of, you know, it being redundant, the conglomeration of things going on, that they're pretty much going on a downward spiral. Because health-wise, there is little or no education on the body complex, so disease, disability, and nearly like death results from stuff like that long term. You know, you don't even know how to take care of your body, whether it's nutrients, your mindset, how to think, how to react with other people. Mm-hmm. Financially, mm-hmm. you live paycheck to paycheck, you know, no long term planning.
Yeah.
And emotionally, you know, everything is fear based and separation based.
You're
based
saying
and control
the same
based.
Thing I'm trying to say.
So,
well, people
you're
are making that. Are dying, not living.
Well, right. What I said is, well, let me get this straight. So I just want to make sure that I can wrap it all up in what we're talking about.
Well, what you're saying is almost the same thing I think I'm saying here. I think
we are in agreement.
I think Humana singularities, Humana limited singularities, are not actually reaching out towards life. I think that they're comfortable. I think that they don't want to do anymore, no matter how bad they have it.
You know,
they make up stories. So how are you going to help a global consciousness movement see that, you know, because let's face it, somebody knows what's going on, right? Whether you want to blame the Illuminati, you want to blame the elite, the one percenters, whatever. But you are not doing anything for yourself by yelling and screaming and standing in a soapbox. You need to go challenge the authorities. You need to go challenge yourself. You need to put yourself in a status you have enough money to do enough understanding.
I think for the majority that's comfortable, there's also a few people who are not. And they are the ones that we can reach out to.
So what is that, like 1% aside from the 1%? I mean, I don't know where you're looking for those people. I walk out the door. Well, when I hit shore, when I leave the USO and I go to shore and I engage with folks, I just listen to what they said. I once sat next to a bunch of cops and they're like, well, I don't ask anybody anymore if they committed a crime. I just say, which one did you do? And I'm like, wow. Well, let's see here. This is great.
Wow.
And there's like 8 of them there. And for me, you have to understand, you're going to say to me, no, not everybody is that way. Look at it this way. Look at it my way. I don't go to that restaurant all the time. For me to catch, if there was one person in the world that did that, just one, what are the chances of me being able to sit next to that person? Very slim, right? Because I wasn't looking for them.
Very slim.
So for me to catch somebody or a group of people agreeing on such issues, right, is means that there's a lot more out there. Because I wasn't like hunting anybody down or anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I think we get it.
You see what I mean? So I think that's just part of the mentality. And then you start looking at the shootings and stuff like that that's going on. People aren't happy. They're not reaching outside of themselves to understand life and embrace life. And
so they fall apart. I totally hear you, Novi. You know, so to get to the root cause of what you're talking about in this conversation, you know, in order to understand the concept of living, there are a few things that people need to know to re-educate themselves. So functioning versus purpose, value versus judgment, the illusion of time. You know, these are some great things to think about in terms of re-educating ourselves.
Ooh, you got a ding.
Thanks.
I think there's another big one too. That would be the egoic system being, you know, more or less highly untrained.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, those people that you sat with, Novi, I think that one of the key issues would probably be an untrained egoic system.
Well,
now,
duh, no doubt.
Yeah.
But I think nobody understands that.
Look, these guys are about, what, 40? They're already kicked the bucket?
Yeah. That doesn't mean you can still retrain it.
Look,
please.
Look, they're about 40, ready to kick the bucket. You know how many neurodendrites that have been associated with that
you
kind of crap?
You could still retrain the ego.
I'm not saying that you can't, but what are the chances?
Come on, you guys.
Many people have done it.
I'm not saying that you can't. What will it take for someone to be able to, you know, see
it's only
life?
I think it's like a health thing. You know, I said it earlier. You know, no education of the body complex that deals with physically, spiritually, and mentally. I think it's just a matter of practicing and letting them know, you know, and it might be harder when you're older because you have all these habits and you might be really stubborn in your ways because of the identity that's pretty much been solidified in your life. But I think it can definitely be, you know, re-educated.
Okay, Luna, but you're saying it can be, okay?
The world has
been spinning around for billions of years.
Yeah, and the thing is, you would need a lot of attention for one person.
How many books do I have to read? How was Egypt taken down? How were the esoteric people slaughtered in Egypt because of this issue? So I'm saying, look, we're here right now in this time zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we understand that you watching the show personally, are responsible for yourself and your well-being? And how do we, you know, address Mother and giving her the information that will allow us to give some kind of assistance to individuals so they can see outside their own little circle? See, I'm not saying that we can't or can't. Of course we can and can't. Obviously, we're here on the air, and we have, so you can too, right? That's the
normal
thing.
I'll agree there.
Right? Okay, good. Because we're nothing special. We just work hard. So, except for me. I'm just delirious. Anyway, but the point I'm making, though, is the masses don't do that.
Right.
They're still stuck in their perspectives and stuff like that. So how do you expect them to live?
Well, I think one of the things is just, again, you know, thinking about the function versus a purpose. People always think they have this purpose to do something. And based on that, they build entitlement, values, perspectives, you know, associative behaviors based on that stuff that put you in a very small limitation. But when you look at the function of everything as it is, I mean, I think that definitely allows you to flow with things better. And if the function is just to live life and be, that is very generic, but in terms of living something more profitable and positive, really it is just to do what allows you to get along with people and express in a way that allows you to grow in understanding. I'm not saying come to a consensus every time with your brother, because you might not always agree, but seek to understand, you know, so you can grow in that awareness, because in the end we all are a reflection of ourselves.
Okay, I get that. Elle, what do you have to say on this?
Well, you know, I think, you know, in terms of function versus purpose, these are all, I would say, almost scientific terms that people have to be re-educated on. I think that what we're getting at, or what Mother is getting at, is that life cannot be taken for granted, in that it is not something that you should know off the bat. Obviously, you need to be educated in life. Why do you think you go to school? You know, so you need to be educated in life, or maybe in this case, re-educated. So things like function versus purpose, or in this case, analysis, value, and judgment, that's all almost like ingredients that we're going to be discussing for the month. But it is almost kind of like, she almost kind of put this pattern together of like scientific formulas.
Yeah, I saw that pattern.
Yet, you know, I wouldn't say it's all a science, because some people say, you think everything's a science. I think that was one of the arguments I got from people when I was interviewing them about this. They're like, you think everything can be solved with science? It's like, no, it can't. If it could, I mean, honestly, I think the world would be a different place. But
Do you think that there's people that don't want it done?
I think sometimes when they say you think everything can be done, I think when there's an attack, there is a little bit of resistance that they're not saying underneath that attack. They're trying to defend what they think is already working for them or that they want to keep. So yeah, I think there's a little bit of resistance. I think there's a lot, actually. I'm being very nice, and there's a lot of resistance to change.
Yeah, you know, along with a lot of resistance to change, I think a lot of people, they don't think about time and the illusion of time. And I think one of the problems is that, you know, when you want to do something different or change, or I'm not saying change everything about yourself, but, you know, if you just maybe want to get better at, you know, drawing, or, you know, you want to get better at learning how to use the computer or skateboarding or whatever, you know, anything like that, or even picking up a new habit, you know, maybe like being more compassionate or, you know, better etiquette, stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
I think people don't allow themselves the time to really have that engraved.
Now, you would argue, though, that a lot of people don't have the time because they have to go to work.
Right.
Come home from work, you know, they're stealing your time from the job.
Yeah.
Some people have live in places that it's hard. I mean, their whole life is a job, you know?
Yeah, but
because
they don't have
the resources we do.
Right, but the thought alone can be enough to make you think about it enough to when you do have some time, you can proactively practice.
So, in other words, you're going to have to, like, schedule this idea of doing some of the things you like to do so that you can appreciate actually living.
Yeah.
Is that where you're kind of headed towards?
Yeah, halfway there. I think that's a good point. But I'm also saying, like, in terms of, like, the concept of living, I think people forget about time and they always rush things and they think that time is such an issue. They don't have time to do those things, you know, that will better enhance their life. So they just, like, you know, they go on about doing what they do, whether it's impulsive or, you know, their habits or, you know, their daily routine. And they forget to implement those new things that make all the big difference, even if it's very small, even if it's just thinking about it every day.
Did you say stinking about it every day?
No, I said thinking about it.
I'm just messing with you. Okay, L1, this is a very serious, I think, issue. I think that Mother is bringing up. Luna 9, thank you very much for, you know, your insight, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Luna, you have a lot more insight than that because, you went through just recently some stuff that, you know, you're still learning. So thank you for sharing some of that in your reports. I think that one of the things to understand as we're moving along is I heard about the functions versus purpose. And I think that a lot of folks, for example, you know, and I'm not going to call you out, Christians. You guys have an idea of purpose, right? And for a big portion of that, it fulfills your life and it makes you happier and stuff like that. But is that truly the purpose for you? I mean, I get different stories from different segments of the same category. Doesn't matter what you are. And the purpose, like if you go to the Buddhists will say the purpose is to exist and to explore.
And to experience.
And to experience, right. And that seems more on the esoteric side, especially when I talk to my brothers or I talk to off-world entities. Seems to be the overall answer that is more correct than sacrifice or giving your life up or thinking you're not worthy of something. And mathematically, a lot of these things translate into your daily jobs and stuff like that, which kind of damages your ability to move forward. If I go to my boss and he goes, "Hey, Novi, do you want to do XYZ things?" "Oh, I'm not worthy." He's going to say, "Next, we'll skip you from promotion. Actually, we'll fire your dumb butt a little later because what I need done, you can't do for me." So I think that attitude of functionality versus purpose, it's also a detriment because it's misinterpreted.
Very true.
I think that if you get the right function, for example, to experience life, there you go. Now do everything that you do the best that you can do and enjoy it, right? How do you think about that? I don't know. Help me out here.
Well, you know,
is that
I would
the function
say,
of life to experience, to move forward and do it the best way you can do it?
I think so.
I'm going to have to agree there I would say it works because you know what? That can encompass a lot of other functions and purposes.
Well, the
too.
Reason I'm mentioning is because when I talk to Offworld and I ask them a question, should I do this or should I do that? It's always an open answer.
You know, they never tell you to should.
Right. Luna 9, when you talk to Offworld and you say something, because you're kind of new. You know how many times you get the open answer. That's our note. So when you get the you know, when you start asking questions that are biased, you know, positive, negative, forward or backwards position and time, what's the answer you get?
Please restate your question.
When you are talking to Offworld.
No, is that the answer that they give?
Oh,
please restate your question.
You clown.
That is the answer.
You clown. She caught me on that one. But you see what I'm saying? So for them, this experience of existence within life is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect timing. Look at that. You. No, but really, it's up to you. And you're the one that's going to benefit from it. And benefit means you would adhere knowledge and situations that you will encounter. It doesn't mean that you'll like it. It just means benefit means you will get something out of this, which mathematically is not a positive or negative. You're just going to accumulate stuff. So if you're going to accumulate stuff based on a function or a purpose, I would assume that you want to go ahead and, accumulate the better things that maybe are better part of your experience. That's kind of what I'm getting out of function and personality. And how would you put that into value versus judgment? Anybody? Because that's on the agenda.
Well, you know, the idea of value and analysis has to do with, I guess, kind of like taking inventory of a situation as opposed to calling it good or bad. Judgment is when you call something good or bad. But when you do analysis or value, you're actually taking inventory and seeing how it relates to you in terms of what you want to do, which means you first have to know who you are or where you want to be, or at least the question, who do I want to become now? You may not necessarily have to know who you are, but maybe you do have to at least ask that question, who am I in relation to this? And that's when you experience who you are through relation to that. That would be an analysis.
And we did something on relationships too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Based on relationships, December, I think.
Yeah.
So where would you use a judgment, and how could you use a judgment wisely enough to experience life a little bit better? How would you do that?
Well, I would say that judgment then would be an analysis then. If you were using judgment wisely, it turns into an analysis.
So, for example, you have to take inventory of what you got.
Mm-hmm. Let's say something happened.
Analysis about it.
Yeah, analytical about it. Well, let's say, for example.
Never mind.
Well, let's say, for example, I'm going to just be real crude here. You cross the street.
You're crude?
Yes, you cross the street.
I want to hear this.
You get hit by a car. Okay.
That's crude?
So you get hit by a car. Whoa. You have one of two ways of looking at it. If you start to judge it, what starts to happen is you start to create negative. Wow, there you go. You start to create negative associations from hearing a car horn, from hearing brakes screech, from even hearing a car turn on. You start to develop feelings of feeling like you're a victim. Like you might start to think, you know, everything bad happens to me. I got hit by a car. You know, like how bad is my luck? And then that affects your entire mood and your entire future, let's say. That's judgment. Next thing would be analysis. Analysis is almost without emotion. You take a look at that situation and say, okay, what happened to cause that car hitting me? Okay, maybe it was the driver, maybe it was me. What can I do so that I do not have to experience being hit by a car again? Who wants to? I mean, I don't think anybody does. Now,
nope, not me.
Next time then, so then what happens is you develop awareness. You learn something, you expand, and you grow. That's what analysis ends up doing. Versus judgment. Judgment tends to create more. I think judgment tends to close people up.
Luna, in your age category, which will not be mentioned, is judgment a big deal?
Huge.
How does it?
Judgment is everything. Judgment is life to people in my age category. And I'm not bad mouthing people in my age category, but at that point, all you want to do is usually you want to have fun. You want to work so you can have money to have fun, and you want to brag. Everybody wants to be the best. Whether it's being the nicest in a way that's, you know, I'm nicer than you, or the coolest, stuff like that. And they'll judge each other based on stuff like that. Based on appearance, based on the way you speak, based on the way your body language, everything. And I'm just tired of it. So, but yeah, unfortunately.
Doesn't make you want to laugh.
And even, for me, it's just something that I just don't want to be involved in because
darling,
I just feel like it's
darling,
something that.
Darling, we love you so much as part of the group here, but it's not about you, it's about them.
Exactly.
I know you don't want to be involved because you know the answer. But the question is it part of these, you know, people's lives?
Yes.
Right?
You know
now,
something?
Yeah. Now, L?
Okay.
In your age category, is it part of people's lives?
Yes. It still is. I mean,
it doesn't come off.
I would say from the time you learn how to walk and talk to the time you decide to leave this world, it's there. It doesn't matter.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I guess
how can you tell me that this judgment that doesn't come off like a bad stain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It stains all your clothes, stains all your lives, stains your attitude. It stinks, right? How are you going to tell me that people are going to learn how to live life instead of dying in it if they're plagued constantly with judgment on TV? They teach you how to be competitive. They teach you that you're no good without this lipstick, or you know, girl, why you no fix your nail? No wonder you don't have boyfriend. You know, I mean, come on, right? Everything is about getting the girl getting the guy. And if you don't, you suck. And then you walk around, you'd be calling people hippos and elephants and skinny bones and all this judgment. And that poor person that's on the other side, like one of the videos that we did before, one of the shows, where the poor dog turned and flourished into this beautiful animal because people probably judged it on the street and stood away from it rather than helping.
They felt disgust.
And you know, it's so sad because it's like people do that all the time. But in the end, all people want to be loved and cared for.
I agree.
And cared for people, but we're doing all the wrong things.
So here's my question and my qualm, because I'm sure Mother's going to start on me any minute. My question is this, right? So we got this judgment, we got these values, we got the illusion of time. You know, when you die, you move on. You guys don't know that, find out. I did. So the point is, you move on, and you have wasted your entire vacation here on Terra Terra. And you're also damaging the consciousness of the collective consciousness. So you're part of the detriment to the collective consciousness, which then creates another cycle of judgment, and you can never get this thing to stop unless you personally stop it. You got to stop the judgment. You got to stop the pain, the suffering. You got to understand the terms while you are on Terra Terra. And how do you get that? How do you even want to get that? It's a question. When all since you're born, you're judging. And the day you die, you're judging.
Well,
it's only after you die, you go, what?
You know, I actually wrote a few questions that allowed me to stay in track with myself. And, you know, it's part of like my journal on how to get, you know, learning how to learn. So I wrote some things that helped me out. You know, one is, you know, when you're dealing with something, what its dysfunction. And I'm not lying. I mean, my little book is right here. So... two, how does it work? You know, a circumstance, how does it work, or a thing? Three, is it a formula that's going to benefit my path? So this is the moment when you take whatever is being offered to you, whether it's a concept, an idea, an experience, a person, a thing, whatever, you know, and you think, you know, is this something that's going to benefit my path based on what I've chosen to do, the person I've chosen to be, and what I've chosen to experience? If not, it's better to say no. And then, what am I doing right now? We're always in the now, so what are you doing? What are my thoughts and intentions leading forth through the path I have chosen to partake in? Well, are my thoughts doing so? So are my thoughts and intentions leading forth to that? Am I thinking things that are going to get me there? Or am I restraining myself and keeping myself from conquering that goal that I wish to partake in? And in the end, what would love do? What would love do? Comment below.
What would love do? So the question is, what would love do? What would love do with you if you could stop the judgment? What would love do? How would you behave if you can understand the function of love, understand the function of being alive, understand, you know, the purpose of living is to experience? And if you could do that, I think that love would do a great deal of difference in the entire universe whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. The best weapon is to make sure that you're doing the right things. Mm-hmm. So know the job.
Information dissemination. The question has been asked. How can the limited humana singularities redefine the concept of living? What are their chances of success at this time?
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I am going to tell you real seriously, these things are not something to take very, very lightly. I think that there's a lot of problems here that are happening in your lives, as well as mine, as well as anybody else's, that are contributing to these factors. I do not know exactly what Mother wants, and I don't know where this is going to go in the future. I don't even know that you can simplify this in one way or another, because it's just not that easy. I just find that this is going to be a little bit more difficult than what you normally are used to. I'm not too sure, but I think that there's some kind of contradiction, duality, a play on things that just don't function too well. And I don't even know how you're going to go about even trying to decide. Do you have a plan of attack for this, Elle?
I think I do.
Do you have something that
for
you can offer?
For the month, yeah, I do have something, a plan of attack. I mean,
you sound so calm about this.
Well, you know, they'll have to tune in for the rest of the month. I mean, I can't say the solution in a month. I mean, in a 1 45-minute episode, but basically
there are no
the
solutions, or are there solutions?
There are.
Elle, Luna, are there solutions or there are no solutions?
You know, I think that it is an ongoing process. I think that there are solutions, but they are only temporary if you stop. You know, it's like, can you change your view?